We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia Daf Chaf Hei Amabeis, and we are starting the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amabeis. Zok the Mishnah. Motza Achar Hagapa. You find something, yeah, we'll see what we found. We found something behind the gapa, which means behind the fence made out of wood, or Ayacha Hageder, behind the fence that's made out of stone. What did he find? Goizlos Mukasharim, tied up goizlos. This is not a simon. We'll see in the Gemara, it's not a simon. It was tied up birds, or Yvashvilin, or you found it on the pathway Shivasadis. Harez Legivan, don't touch it. Because if you touch it, then you can't give it back, because there's no simon. Just leave it where it is. The guy doesn't come back for it. He probably left it there on purpose. We'll see in the Gemara, elaborate on that. Motzakli ba'ashba, you find a kli in the garbage. In Mechusa, if it's covered and hidden, Legivan, don't touch it. In those days, they didn't have sanitation departments. So a lot of times, ashba stayed where it was for a while. So if it's mechus lo yigaba, and megula no ito machus. If it's open, then someone might take it, then you can pick it up and be machus it if it has a simon. So not the Gemara. First, concentrate on the first part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, if you find these goizlois behind the fence, don't touch it. My timer. Darbinan hani inish atzninu. You say, this person hid it there. Vishakaluhu, if you take it, he's a comeback fit. It's not going to be there. And he's no way to get it back. Les lo marayu simonu v'gavayu. There's no simon, he's not going to get it back. Leave it there, I'd also be a rabbi shakal, until he comes to pick it up. Frey Dimara, what's the problem? I'll have a kesher simono. Let the kesher be simon. Om rabbi barzav, don't rabbi mekasharim kekanfeim. The wings are tied. The kuliyam hachem mekatlu. Everyone ties it this way. Frey Dimara, we'll have a mokim simon. Om rabbi kabarachom, but medadim. You see they're jumping around. They're not in one place. They're not going to have a mokim simon. He doesn't remember. He knows he put it behind the fence, but he doesn't know exactly where, because it jumps around. He's going to say it's there, it's really there. If the ma'amos, if it came from somewhere else, taka umutarmas bimutter. Ikleme ma'amos, if ikleme neshes nu, we don't know. Maybe someone put it here. Maybe it came from ma'amos. We don't know taka. Probably sofik enuach. But abazav damarav kol sofik enuach lechatchil loyitol v'mnot lo yachzer. Lead it where it is. V'mnotal lo yachzer. Lechatchil loyitol v'mnotal. Don't. You can't put it back because you want to pick it up. You're responsible for it. So you can't just put it back and someone might take it. And on the other hand, you can't give it back because Lemaisa, you know, simon. So you're stuck. So different, that's halacha. Not the yachsa. Tosis points out, very important Tosis, and the Ramah brings it down, that the Yashu Farah Shana Dafka Kishanatlu Vayelichu Lebeisa. Only picked it up and you went to your house. The Yashlachu Shema Bo Baila Masech Kach. Maybe it came in Matim Vilay Matzo. But if you're standing, you picked it up and you look at it, no simon in it. So you may, I picked it up already. But you might have put it back down. I didn't see the Baalim come. It's better if I put it back down. But if I brought it back home already, now I am responsible for it. I can't put it back because it's not mishtamer at the place. It's not mishtamer. I should have left there. And that's how Lachal Amai said, you have something out of simon, it's better not to pick it up. But it comes up in Taisus, you can pick it up to check if it has a simon. If it doesn't have a simon, leave it where it is, and that's the best thing. Now, if it has a simon and it's a makom she'en mishtamer, you could pick it up. Because here it's better for the owner. Why? Because it's not mishtamer. And here you pick it up and give it back with a simon.
Why are chickens better than a watch?
Why a chicken's better than a watch? If a watch doesn't have a simon, it's the same thing. Not no difference.
You're not supposed to pick up lost items?
Right. Unless it has a simon. Unless it has a simon, you shouldn't pick up lost items. Or if it's in a place where it looks like it fell. If it fell from someone, then pick it up. Because there, even though
there's nothing... It fell.
Right. So if it's in a place where it's going to get ruined, so you can pick it up, because then, then one day they'll claim it, you want to keep the thing intact.
That's
the simon. Right. No, even though simon, you hold it till Eliyahu and Avi come, tells you what it is. At least he's saving the item. Well, they don't want a car to run over it. But here we're talking about a place was semi-safe. Someone else could have took it, but it was semi-safe over here. That's the Chiddush Halacha. I think the way the Ramah brings it down in Shulchan Aruch is there's three levels. I think it's in Simon Reish Samach. Reish Samach, Sif Tes and Yodir. It's in the Chosh Mishpat, the last Chelik Chosh Mishpat, or would be Mistama, in the last Chelik Chosh Mishpat. So there he brings down there's different things. The Mechaba brings down one Halacha. The Mechaba actually, in the Mechaba's Lashon, it sounds like that maybe you can even keep it. That's the Chiddush of Mechaba's Halacha. But I'll read you some Lashon. You see, it's Mamash Halacha Lamaisa. So here, he says, Kol HaMoitza HaVeda, Bein Chiyesh by Simen, Bein Chiyesh by Simen, and Matzah Derech Hanacha, if you found Derech Hanacha, also Liga Ba, Shem and Ba'alei Anichu Shem HaChiyach Zirula, Vem Yavi Yitla, And if you come take it and it doesn't have a simon, you lose your friend's money. And if it has a simon, so why is it wrong if you took it? Now, Phil, as I told you the halacha wrong, I was saying that if it has a siman, you could pick it up. That's only if it's scared to get lost. But if it's in a semi-safe place and it looks like it was put there on purpose, don't touch it. No, you're not doing anyone any favors.
So what's the
sound? It's an aveda. This is not an aveda. It was put there. It's a nuach. I feel the stopic loy hadava v'lo yodam dava ze over the munach reis liyigavoy. If ava v'not loy, if you took it also lelach ziroy l'sham, you can't put it back in that place. V'im hoy yodava she'emay simin zachabay. That's lost in the chab. We don't pass like that. V'ein chayv lach ziroy. V'chodav she'emay simin bein stopic anocha bein darak v'filim reshuram reshuachin chayv lach. You have to announce it. That's all in the shulchan aruch. And the shulchan goes in that sif test. And sif Yehuda gives you examples. Where Ramah writes that svirlu the gimel chalukin v'dava. He says this is the way I was saying before, that if it's mishtamer, it's watched, put it back. Then you keep it. Like that's what I'm saying, could feel some sodas. I feel sophic and yes by simon, no to a macros, maybe simon, like a good flame will come, like a lanu. If not, the rock we all die, like a base. Like it's here, he says that if it's a sophic and you do take it a macros, it has a simon. Like we spoke out before, a lot of my was like the Ramah, not like the Machaber. Back upon him, that's what comes out. It's very interesting, halachas. But the main thing is that if it has no simon, it's better not to touch it. If it looks like a nuach, it looks like it's a nuach. Right there in the Gemara. There's a chilek if it's covered or not covered in the garbage. Reminu. If you find a kli that's hidden in the ashpa, you take it and you machris. Shekin derech ashpa lefanis. Because the derech is for a garbage dump to be cleaned out once in a while. So you find the kli tamun, so bring it home and be machris it. That's what it says in the Braisa. It's not like our Mishnah pashtos. That's the kasha. Our Mishnah says that you find the mechus leigavah. Here it says, take it with you and be an answer. What's going on here? Omer Rabbi Zviv, loy kasha, habukubi v'kasi, habasakini v'hemnik. V'kubi v'kasi, which means little jugs and cups. Loyiga, don't touch it. Why? It was put there on purpose, so don't touch it. But sakini vehemnik noitel makris. Sakini vehemnik are small knives and forks. They probably fell in the garbage by mistake. That noitel makris. I can ask me, it says in the Braisa, shekin derech ashpa lefanis. It's not the reason. The reason is because it came by mistake. Tomorrow we'll ask that kasha. So Rosvitz, the answer to this theory is like this. That mechusa, lo yiga, is talking about stuff that's clearly, he put it there. Big things. But if it's small things, it probably fell in the garbage. Rapapa different terrors. No. Hava abu kubi kasi. Both of my kubi kasi that you put there on purpose. And still, the brisa makes sense. Like kasha, kam ba ashba sulafana is kam ba ashshin sulafana is. One's by an ashba that's normal to clean up. That's the case we're over here in the brisa. It says you have to take it. And our mishnah went in sulafana. Break the marash. Ashba sulafana is aveda madasi. If it's made to, they clean it up every few days, and the guy put it there, it's aveda madasi. How to keep it? Elo, Mar says you're right. Elo, it's changed a little bit. But ashba sheina sulafana is the nimlech alafana is. The owner of sari is clearing it out. So Rav Papa says geshmak. That the Mishnah is talking about, it wasn't being cleared out, so leave it there. Here, you saw it cleared out, so take it. So, that's the loss, and derech ashba lefanis means that you're taking it because here it was derech lefanis and someone was now clearing it out. Vid, derech lefanis. What does that mean? And for the Gemara, it types like this, derech ashba lefanis lo kelim ktanim. It's normal for small kalim to land up in the garbage. It means a whole different type.
It doesn't mean
to clean up the garbage. It means to clean up the kalim into the garbage. That's what it means. It's going on the kalim. That's what it means if you dismount the Amar. It's going on the kalim. Derech ashba lefanis law to clean into it kalim mektanim, small kalim. That lands up inside the ashba. And therefore, as Vid says, that's weird. Pick it up because that's a mistake. The chilek is kubi vikasi, big kalim is not a mistake, it's there on purpose. Small kalim is there by mistake, and therefore you pick it up and you machuz it. Our papa says, a different tarot that was getting, they were clearing it out, and that's why even big kalim, you should pick it up to give it back.